Vayetze Yachav Yiber Shova Vayelech Chorono. So Rashi tells us right away, the Torah should have only written Vayelech Chorono, or Yaakov went to Choron. What does the Pasuk say, Vayetze Yaakov? And he left. Elomagi, the Pasuk is teaching us, She Yetzias Tzadik Min HaMakoyim. When a tzaddik leaves a place, oisev roshim, it makes an impression. She was man she had tzaddik be'er, when a tzaddik's in the city, hu hoida, hu ziva, hu hadar, he's the beauty, the glory of the city. Yatzam esham, the tzaddik leaves, pana hoida, pana ziva, pana hadar. The glory, the beauty of the city goes away when the tzaddik leaves. The Medrash asks, even after Yaakov left Be'er Shava, there were still two tzaddikim left behind. Yitzchak and Rivka were still in Be'er Shava. They were the ones who told them to leave. So why is upon a ziv, upon a hadara? Why did Be'er Sheva lose its shine, its glory when Yaakov left? He left behind Yitzchak and Rivka. That's still two tzaddikim in the city. And the Medrash answers, "Ein noy doimes chus shnei tzaddikim v'shloisha." It's not the same having this chus of two tzaddikim to having this chus of three tzaddikim. Before Yaakov left, there were three tzaddikim. After Yaakov left, there were two. Two is not the same as three. So it was felt. The change was felt. Pana ziva, pana hadara. The Maral Meprag asks, "V'chayra, this Vayetze Yaakov really took place earlier. At the end of Parshas Toldos, we have already in Pasuk Zayin, by Maftir, it says, Vayishma Yaakov v'lov v'limoi, Vayelech Padan Arom, Yaakov already left. Rashi says, the Torah repeats it over here again, because it interrupted about Esav, seeing that his wife didn't find favor in the eyes of Yitzchak, and he married Benois Yishmael. But Vayetze Yaakov really took place earlier. The Maral asks, why is the Remez written Dafka over here? Why is the hint that Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara written here? If Chayra, it already mentions at the end of Parshas Toldos that Yaakov left. It should have written Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara at the time that Yaakov left. Why does it say it over here? And the answer that's given is that Yaakov, who was Yaakov? Before he left, he was a Yoshev Aholim. Yaakov sat in the tents, the Aholoi Shel Torah. Yaakov sat in Yeshiva, he sat in the Aholoi Shel Torah. Yaakov leaves. When Yaakov left, the people thought, no big deal, Yaakov left. They didn't feel any change. Yeshiva Bach is leaving. He left Yeshiva, no big change. At the second that he left, the time that he left, they didn't feel the Pana Haziva. A little while later, they noticed a change. There was a change in the air, a change in the environment, a change in the city. Suddenly, they realized something's missing, a tzaddik is missing. So it took a little while, some time, for people to feel the Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara, that the glory of the city went away. We don't always realize the Ziva that we have, the glory, the Kedusha that we have. Only after it goes away, we wake up and we realize something's missing. Halavai, we should have used taking advantage of the Kedusha that we had when we had it. Sometimes we have Kedusha, Ziva, Hadara, and we don't use it properly. It goes away, and only after we realize it's gone, we wake up. When Yaakov was there, nobody realized the Ziva, the Hadara that he brought to Be'er Shalom. It's only after he was gone. Every week we have a Shabbos. We have Zmanim, and a person feels an Aliyah, a person feels Kedusha. Sometimes, instead of appreciating the beauty of Shabbos, the glory that we have, people looking at the clock, it's already Matzoi Shabbos, when's Shabbos going to end? Let's hurry up. People already are thinking ahead too much, and only after it's over we realize, oh, I missed out. I missed out on the Kedusha of Shabbos. Pana Ziva, Pana Hadara. Even when learning, we come together to learn. It's a time of Kedusha, a time that we're learning. Instead of sometimes appreciating the Kedusha, we're busy thinking about what has to be done, what we did, where we have to go, looking at the clock. And we don't appreciate it. And only after it's over, oh, upon Aziva, upon Adam, we realize the Kedusha that we had, the glory that we had. When a tzaddik is here, or a person feels the Kedusha, appreciate the Ziva, the Hadara that we have. Because after it goes away, a person feels the Chisarin. The Gemara in Brachos brings down Hakaveya Mokom with Filosoi, Lakei Avraham Be'ezroi, Va'ayvav Neiflim Mitach Tachtov. Gemara in Brachos Vavam Abeis. If a person's Kaveya Mokom, a place with Filos, Lakei Avraham Hashem helps him, and his enemies fall underneath him. The Noida Yehuda explains what's the connection between being Kaveya Mokom with Filah and his enemies falling in front of him, Kodesh Baruch Hu helping him, it says the Navi Yudah, because the place that he davened in has Kedusha. Since he davened there before, he davened there before, every time he comes to daven, it's not a new makom. That makom itself is a makom of Kedusha. That place has Kedusha absorbed in it. There's Kedusha in this place. A tefillah that said that a place of Kedusha has more kayach than a tefillah said, not in a place of Kedusha. We find there's an inyan of being of davening by mekayimus hakedushim. If the place has Kedusha, the tefillah said in such a place has a lot of kayach. That makom is not a new place. That's a place that's full of Kedusha. A place that has Kedusha has the tefillah has more kayach. I remember years ago, it's not Negei today, but Mir Yerushalayim was still only one building. Before it was all the buildings that is today and the empire that it is today. So Mir Yerushalayim was one building. Rabbeinu Shvinkel was then the Rosh Yeshiva. And there was a very talk of expanding, of building another building. And they were speaking about knocking down the walls of the existing Beis Medrash and expanding the walls, expanding the Beis Medrash out. I remember Rabbeinu said, knock down the walls? The vans are an angazamt the Torah. The walls are absorbed with Torah. How can you knock down these walls of the Beis Medrash, the Kaisle Beis Medrash, that are absorbed with Torah? You can't knock down such a wall. A makom that has Kedusha, you can't just destroy. Okay. Pana ziva, pana hadara, let's appreciate the Kedusha, the glory that we have. Okay. Vayifka ba'makoim vayongon shom. Says the pasuk, vayifka ba'makoim vayongon shom. What is the word vayifka? Says Rashi, the word vayifka is a lashon of tefillah. A lashon of davening. Yaakov was misakein tefillas arvis. Zot Rashi, why does the pasuk change and not say vayispalel? The pasuk should have said vayispalel ba'makoim. Why does the Torah change the lashon and write vayifka? La'amedcha to teach you shekoftso loy ha'aretz. That Yaakov had kfitzas haderech, like Rashi explains in greater detail later on, Yaakov is traveling to Charan, he passed by Ha'amiriya, and he came all the way to Charan, the Gemara Chulin Nafzad the Galif, and Yaakov Avinu said, oi, how could it be, I passed by Mokoyim Shispalu Boyavaisai, the place where they obois of Rom and Yitzchak David, and I didn't daven? So Yaakov Avinu turns around, starts to walk back, and Hashem sends him Kfitzas HaDerech, and he, Vayifka Bamakom, suddenly finds himself standing by HaMaria, he had Kfitzas HaDerech. Vayifka Bamakom. Rashi brings down, why did Hashem stop Yaakov? When Yaakov passed by the first time, passed by HaMaria, why did Hashem stop him? Instead, Yaakov passes by, makes a mistake, travels all the way to Charan, and then he has to make a U-turn and go back, and he needs Kfitzas HaDerech to come back to Yerushalayim, to Har Maria. Why did Hashem stop him the first time? And Rashi uses the Lashon, Rashi says, Ihu lo yohev libei l'spalel b'mokom she'espalu avaysai. Yaakov didn't have a mind, machshava, pay attention to daven in the place where the avays davened. U'min ha'shamayim yakvu, and min ha'shamayim they should hold him back. If he didn't have kavanah to stop there, min ha'shamayim they didn't stop him. But once Yaakov realized he made a mistake, and he turned around, then he was zeichet to kfitzas haderech. Rabbi Volba in the Sefer Al Eshur, he writes, look what happened. Yaakov Avinu passes by Har Maria. He didn't think about stopping to daven, no siyata d'shmaya, he goes all the way to Charan. What happens? Yaakov Avinu turns around, starts a trip back, he's zeichet to nisim, kfitzas haaretz, kfitzas haderech, and he finds himself standing by HaMaria. What's the pshat? Pshat is that even if a person is zeicha, supposed to be zeicha to a certain madrega, a certain level, if he doesn't take the first step, he's not going to get there. In order for a person to have siyata d'shmaya, he has to take the first step. He has to show his interest and make the first move. If he doesn't make the first move, it's not going to happen. Yaakov Avinu walked by, he didn't make a step to stop by HaMaria, it didn't happen. Ayin the Ramban, later on, Apostle Zayin Yitches, he brings down Midrashim, what happened when Yaakov came to HaMaria. The 12 stones that he took, he writes from the Mizbeach of the Akedah, the Mizbeach that Avram built to be Makrif Yitzchak for the Akedah, the 12 stones represent the 12 Shvatim, they all became one stone, as a remez, the Kaisro will be Goy Echad, even though they're all 12 Shvatim, but they're all merged together to be Goy Echad Ba'aretz, who's like Klal Yisrael, one nation in the land. Nisim and Nefilos, the whole dream took place on Har Moriah. All that happened because Yaakov Avinu took the first step. If Yaakov Avinu wouldn't have turned, Yaakov Avinu passed by, he wouldn't have taken the first step to go back. It wouldn't have happened. Even though a person, Zeichen, a person can achieve great heights, but he has to take the first step. There has to be the first move that a person makes. A person takes the first step, he's Zeichen to Siyata Nishmaya. Sometimes it's hard to take the first step. Rav Volper writes beautifully. He says, what does the Velt do? Imagine a person is learning and he feels tired. So what's the reaction? Close the sefer. That's it. I can't learn now. He says, just the opposite. Push yourself for another minute, another 2 minutes. Push yourself a little more. That extra push that you gave yourself for the extra minute or 2 minutes, you could rise so much higher. When something is difficult and you express an interest in achieving a greater height, and you take that extra step, you go the extra mile, you could achieve so much greater heights. Instead of giving up so fast, go a little further. A person who goes a little further, takes a step in the right direction, v'zeichet to siyata d'shmayim. V'yachloim v'nisua mutzav arzo v'roishoi magia ha'shemayim. The Medrash brings down Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash brings down in Vayikra Rabba Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. Eilu Sarei Umos Ha'olam. Who are the Malachi Elokim Olam VeYarden Boy that Yaakov saw? These were the Malachim, the Sarim of the nations of the world. Melamed Shehera Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu. Hashem Shol to Yaakov the Sar of Bavel. The Sar of Bavel, and he was on a ladder of 70 steps, a ladder of 70 rungs, which represented the 70 years of Golas Bavel. Shamadai, the Malach of Madai, was on a ladder of 50 Chamish Mushaim, 52 steps. The Malach of Yavon, Meushman, 180 steps. The Shal Edoim, but the Sar Shal Edoim, Oile V'loyedei Akama, went up and up and up and up with no end in sight. And Yaakov was afraid. He saw the Malach of Edoim going all the way up, with no end in sight. So, Ba'is the Shah, the Siyari Yaakov Avinu, at that time Yaakov was afraid. Omar said, Efshir She'ein Lezeh Yerida. Is it possible that the Malach of Edoim doesn't have Yerida? Will never come down? Omar Le'Kharish Baruch Hu, Va'ata Altira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be afraid, Yaakov. Malach Edom will come down. The Dun Magid says a very nice moshul to explain this medrash. He says, there was once a young orphan. Parents had died. They left over a young child, and they left over a tremendous estate together for the child. The child was too young to manage the estate. A young child can't manage the estate. So the courts appointed an apotropos, an overseer, a guardian, to watch over the child and to watch over the estate. The estate had beautiful buildings, beautiful palaces, and people came from all over. They wanted to rent out. They wanted to rent out the palaces. They wanted to make a hotel, and this is where people would come, and they'll be able to stay on the land, and they'll run a whole tourist attraction. It was a beautiful, beautiful estate. It got to the point where there were so many businessmen interested in renting the estate, machlokes and fights broke out between them. So the apotropos said to them, listen, I have an idea. There are quite a few of you that are interested in renting out the estate. I'm the guardian until the orphan turns 18 years old. Let's work out a compromise between all of you. We'll work out. It'll be yours. You rent it for 2 years. You rent it for 2 years. 2 years. And this way everybody will have it and we won't have any fights. So they draw up a whole legal document and they write in the shtar that the first one is renting it from this year to this year. The next one's renting it 2 years later. 2 years later, they write down the exact dates. Each one starts to rent it and each one ends. When it comes to the very last person, and the shtar, they only write down the date the rental starts. Doesn't write down the date the rental ends. So they're looking over the shtar afterwards, and they say, 1 minute, how come by all the other renters, the shtar spells out very carefully the date the rental starts, and the date the rental ends, and by the very last one, it doesn't spell out when the rental ends. And the guardian answers them, because by that time, the orphan will be 18 years old, and he's in charge. What he decides to do, I don't know. Whatever he decides to do at that time will be. So I can only say when the last rental starts, but I can't say when the last rental ends because I don't know what he'll do when he's 18 years old. He might extend, he might stop it, but I can only tell you when it starts. Says the Dinu Magid, that's Pshat. Each of the other Golasin had a set time. Golas Babel was 70 years, this was 180 years, Golas Mavai, Mada, Yavon, each one had a set amount of time. Golas Edoim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Golas I can end at any time. That Golas is up to Klal Yisrael. Whenever Klal Yisrael wants, we do tshuva, Klal Yisrael is like Hayoim, Mashiach comes today, the Gemara says, which Hayoim? Hayoim in B'Kayla Yisrael, today if you listen to Hashem. We can end the Golas Edoim, it's up to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for Golas Edoim, there's no set time. As long as we're not Zaycha, Golas Edom remains. But the second that we're Zaycha, there's no set time for Golas Edom to end. Golas Edom can end at any time as long as we're Zaycha for Golas Edom to end. There's a very interesting medrash. It says, Vayachaloim v'hinesuro mutzav arza. It says the medrash, Vayachaloim, Yaakov had a dream, v'hinesuroim. And he himself, Yaakov, is like the ladder. Yaakov is the Sulam. Yaakov is Nimshel to the ladder. The ladder was Mutzav Arza, was standing on the ground. Veroishoi Magia Hashemayma, at the top of the ladder, reached up to Shemayim. Every person is like a ladder. All of us are Mutzav Arza. We're standing down here on the ground. We're standing in this world. But Veroishoi Magia Hashemayma, we have the ability. Our heads, where our machshav is, our thoughts, we could be up at Shemayim. It depends where a person's head is. A person could be standing down in this world. If he's busy thinking about his gashmias, he's down here. But for Roisha, his head is busy thinking about ruchnias, for Roisha, magia Shemayimah, his head reaches all the way until Shemayim. V'hine malachei lokim oilim v'yardim boy. The malachim are going up and down the ladder. It says, the Zoya Chodosh, who are the malachim? These are malachim that come from the mitzvahs a person does. A person does a mitzvah, he creates a defender, a praklet echad, a good malach. Those are the malachim that are oilim, that go up a person's ladder. A person, chas v'shalom, does an aveira, yardim. Those are the malachim created from the aveira, those are the yardim. Every person is like a ladder. It depends where he wants to be. We're all mutzav arza, we're all based here, we're all standing on the earth. But v'roisha magiyah shemaimah, our head can reach Shemayim. Two short stories. Reb Meir Parmishlan obviously lived in Parmishlan, and the mikveh that he used to use, the mikveh he was tovel in every day, was on a slope of a mountain. That's what the mikveh was. And it was very difficult to reach the mikveh. Everybody else, when he went to the mikveh, walked around the mountain, so he would approach it on as flat land as possible. Rami Parmishlan would take the shortest way possible, which involved climbing up a steep slope. It was one of those cold winter days. Snow was falling outside. Temperature was freezing. And it was dangerous to walk on flat land. Rami Parmishlan went the regular way, and he walks up the slope of the mountain. He went to the mikveh, and he returns. And everyone is talking, what a nice, the ground was slippery, a slope, ice outside. And Rami Parmishlan went up the slope, and he came back down. There were two young men in the town who weren't such fans of Rami Parmishlan, and they decided, if he could do it, anyone could do it, no big deal. So they went out on a cold, freezing day, they come to the mountain, and they decide they're going to climb to the mikveh the same way. They start going up the mountain, and they slide down, and they end up being in bad shape. They were hurt very badly. After months and months of recuperating, they went to Rami Parmishlan and they said to him, how is it possible that you were able to climb that mountain? We tried it the same day, we tried to climb up, and it was impossible to even get halfway up. How did you reach the top? And never mind, you reached the top, you were able to come down afterwards. How was it possible? How could it be? So Rami Parmishlan answered them, and he said that when a person's head is l'mayla, when it's connected l'mayla, he doesn't fall l'mata. He doesn't fall down the end of this world. The person's head is l'mayla, but a person is tied, he's connected to Shemayim l'mayla, he doesn't fall l'mata. In other words, he was on a different madrega than we are. But the same idea, depends where a person's head is. If a person is l'mayla, in a ruchniyistika level, then he's not so much under the rules of gashmias. It's under the rules of ruchnias. It's different. It depends where a roisha magia shemaima, where a person's head is. There was once a mice with a chazayin ish. Another story. There was a young man in Bnei Barak who used to say a shir at night. He used to walk 20 minutes outside of an Eibarak to say the shir, and he would walk back 20 minutes. So he used to cost him 40 minutes time every night besides the shir. It comes one night, it was an extremely stormy night, the rain was coming down very heavily, and he wasn't sure if he should go, if anyone's going to show up to the shir or not. So he went to the Chazaynish and he asked him, does he have a chiyuv to go to the shir tonight? It's warm, it's stormy outside, he doesn't know if anyone's going to come, should he go? The Chazaynish says to him, are you sure no one's going to come? Are you sure no one's going to come to the shir? So he said, no, for sure one person will be there. The shamus of the shul who opens the shul, he'll be there, and he comes to the shir. For sure he'll be there. But I doubt if anybody else will show up. So the Chazaynish told him that even if only one person comes to the shir, for that one person, you have to go give the shir. So he asked the Chazaynish nicely, and he said, I don't understand. If I would stay home, I could learn an extra hour. It was an extra 40 minutes. And tonight in the storm, it will take longer to walk, longer to come home, be stopping, let change. I'm going to lose a lot of time. I'll lose an hour. If I stay home, I can learn for 2 hours. I'll learn the hour of the shir, and I'll learn an extra hour. Why is it so important to walk and give up an hour of my time in order that one person should be able to learn, should be able to learn? And the Chazaynish answered him, and he said, because that one person will not be the same after he learns. After he learns for 1 hour, that one person won't be the same. The hour that he has is so great, can't give it up. So a person who learns, it changes a person. We don't always appreciate it, we don't always understand it, that the learning changes us, the learning has an effect on us. Unfortunately, a person who's learning, and he stops, then he feels it. Oh, I remember, when I used to learn, I used to have the time, how different it was. Pana ziva, pana hadara. Then he realizes that the glory went away. But with Zaycha, we have the time to learn. With Zaycha, to be able to come together to learn. It's not always easy, and it's not always, time doesn't work at 100%. That's not easy. Many nights it's difficult, but we come together to learn. This is our ziva, haida, hadara, the glory that we have. Let's not give it up. Pana ziva, pana hadara. When there's a tzaddik in the city, keep the glory, keep the ziva, keep the hadara. Rabbi Yehuda Tzedakah was Rosh Yeshiva, I think, in Parav Yosef. He said over very nicely, we'll stop in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Tzedakah. He said over beautiful. If you look at the Balaturim on the Pasuk of Ayachalim, Vinei Sula Mutzav Arza. Balaturim brings down Gematria after Gematria on the word Sula. Balaturim, Sula is spelled with Aravov, Samach Lamed Mem. Balaturim brings down Sula Megematria Koil, Kuf Lamed. 130, Sulam is Samacham and Mem 130. The Koil Tfilas Hatzadikim, the Koil Tfila is similar to the ladder of the Malachim. Sulam Begmatria Mamam, with Adavov. Mem Mem Nun is 130. Sulam is Begmatria Money. Sulam Begmatria Sinai, Samach Yod Nun Yod Har Sinai. Sulam Begmatria Sinai. So, Yehuda Tzedakah said? Tzedakah said, Pshat is, all these gematrias are connected. He used to connect all these gematrias together. And he said, Sulam, when you have the coil tefillah, when you have the coil of Torah, and you have Sulam Mama, and you have the Taimchei Torah, you have those people that are supporting the Torah. So you have the Lamdei Torah, you have the Taimchei Torah together. And what brings it all together? Sinai! Torah brings everybody together. Torah brings those that learn, those that support the Torah, it brings them all together. The ones that support Torah are also Zaycha, also Mekayim Talmud Torah. When it comes to Elam Emes, that Torah that they supported, they'll have credit for learning. Sinai brings them all together. And then says the Baal HaTurim, Vehine Sulam. If you take both words together, Vehine Sulam is Bigmatria V'Ketz. Sheher O Ketz HaGolios. Hashem Shod Yaakov, the end of Golos. V'Ketz. What brings the end? Vehine Sulam. When you have the Lamdei Torah, and you have the Taimchei Torah, you have Sinai, you have everything together that was Zeichet Rekeitz, was Zeichet Mashiach. And it means in our Chaim HaKadosh in Pashas Tetzaveh that I saw inside, and it was a tremendous insight. The Chaim HaKadosh writes in the first Pasuk in Pashas Tetzaveh, Dalet Goliyos Shal Yisrael, the four Goliyos of Yisrael, I think it means in Hashem Nezoyah Chodosh, Dalet Goliyos Shal Yisrael, Kol Echad Mihem Nigalu B'Schus Echad. The four Golos that Klal Yisrael went through, we were redeemed from each Golos b'schus one person. The first Golos, Nigalu b'schus Avram Avinu. The second Golos, we were redeemed b'schus Yitzchok Avinu. The third Golos, Nigalu b'schus Yaakov. We were redeemed in the b'schus of Yaakov. And Golos Edoim, and the Golos of Edoim, The fourth goal was Tomoy b'schus de Moshe. It depends. We'll be redeemed in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Or Chaim writes the following words: Ulezeh nisarech hagolus. And that's why the golus is so long. Ki chol oid she'ein oisken b'toyru mitzvos. As long as we don't learn, we're not oisken in toyru mitzvos. Ein Moshe chofetz lego im batlonim min hatoyru. Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to be redeemed or redeemed together with those that are batlonim from toyru. This is Or Chaim inside. Ein Moshe chofetz lego im batlonim min hatoyru. To bring about the golus, Nikoil, Momon, Sinai, Torah. By learning Torah, we can bring about the Kates, we can bring about Mashiach, we can end the golus. Especially in our times, a lot of tzoras, a lot of tragedies. If we mechazik ourselves in learning Torah, Torah is the kli that Hashem gave us, that's machzik bracha Yisrael, and Torah will be the way that we'll be able to redeem ourselves from Golus, to be zeichet to have siyat and shmaya, to be able to learn, and to be zeichet to see Mashiach's came here remain on me.